Man is a traveler on the pathway of life. Sometimes he moves along with a firm, strong, and confident step. At other times, he seems hesitant and even reluctant to make a move. On this pathway of life, man has many things to encounter. There are dangers to be faced, unexpected events and accidents. There are unusual occurrences and sometimes fearful conditions to be met. Fear has often been encouraged from childhood. Parents have used fear as a means to induce good behavior in their child. The practice of attempting to control behavior through fear has extended into religion. Horrible things are threatened to take place after death in case one does not accept certain dogmatic beliefs and concepts. Fear is so widespread that we have believed it to be natural. Not so. The Bible promises protection, security, and safety for man. From the 91st Psalm are important words. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Although we think we believe in the presence and power of God, we sometimes find ourselves overwhelmed by what seem to be potential dangers and possible problems. Unconsciously, perhaps, we have built fear of bodily harm, fear of sickness, fear of poverty, fear of loss, fear of intimidation by other people, as well as many other fears. Yet God is perfectly capable of delivering us from all or any one of these. God is a protecting presence, and we can become conscious of His presence and be divinely protected. To be divinely protected, the first action that we need to take on a regular basis is that of prayer. Prayer is a mighty power, for through prayer we realize the presence and power of God. God is our security, our source and protector. Notice these positive words from the Scriptures. The Almighty shall be thy defense. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. The Lord is round about those that trust Him. The Lord is the light of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. Prayer helps to build immunities, somewhat like preventative medicine. As we work through prayer to build a consciousness of the presence of God, we build an awareness of God so strong that it becomes natural to call upon God in times of trouble and expect God to deliver us. The mind and heart which is stayed on the power of God does not meet with so many fearful things, for it has built an immunity. However, should something occur, God is there. If we call upon Him to neutralize the problem and provide the exact antidote for the case in hand, remember that the God of Israel is He who neither slumbers nor sleeps. He is always with us. Should a primitive man see sparks from a live electric wire on the ground, he would likely shake with fear. Were he suddenly told about electricity, realize that it could not hurt him if he did not touch it. To the degree that he understood, he would master his fear. When you realize that God is the source of all power, anything that is negative is but the result of a belief in some power apart from God. Understanding will erase fear, and soon you will find yourself in control of the negative situation. You would be divinely protected. To be protected, pray. Get to know God through prayer and build up your immunities to that which is not a part of God. Secondly, to be divinely protected, keep disturbances out of your mind. A small boy came home from school very distressed. He ran into his room declaring, "I will never go back to school again." After his mother calmed him down, she attempted to find out what had happened. "My teacher called me something terrible," he said. But this time the mother's interest was piqued. After many questions, finally the boy said, "She called me a scurvy elephant." His mother decided she had better have a talk with the teacher, and when she related to the teacher what her son had said, the teacher smiled and said, "That's not exactly what I said. I told him he was being a disturbing element." Do you have any disturbing elements in your mind? Do you have disturbing thoughts and feelings? Such things as doubt, fear, and worry are very disturbing elements. They interfere with our peace of mind, cloud our thoughts, cut off the creative ideas that would naturally be flowing. Since we have the power to choose what goes on in our mind, we can refuse to allow fear, worry, and doubt a place within our thoughts and feelings. We can direct our thoughts to those things that are beautiful, true, and good. The third point that we need to follow is to trust God. Rely upon the promises of protection that God has made. The moment we align ourselves with the glorious truth of God's presence as our help in time of trouble, we trust God. He who puts his trust in God can put up his sword, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Margaret Evans writes of her personal experience back in the years when scarlet fever was often a deadly disease. The members of her family, one after another, succumbed. She decided that since she was needed to care for other members of her family, that God would protect her from it. In fact, she said that since she had work to do, that there was no way that God would allow her to have the disease. She knew the words to the old familiar hymn, "Standing on the Promises of God," and she did so. She stayed well, active, and helped nurse the other members of her family back to health. We can trust God. We can turn our minds and hearts to God and hold on tightly, regardless of what is happening in the outer world. We can place absolute, total reliance upon God. Pray, keep out disturbing elements, trust God, and then, fourthly, refuse to judge by appearances. We must keep calm in the face of trouble. Appearances are so often deceiving, for they are changeable. Therefore, we should judge according to our knowledge of the underlying presence of God and His activity of good. God is present, no matter what the outer circumstances, and God can be absolutely depended upon. "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Jesus said, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Righteous judgment is based upon the knowledge of the presence and power of God. Next, step 5, accept the truth that you live in a friendly universe. Albert Einstein, one of the advanced thinkers of our age who revolutionized theories of the universe, physics, and science, was once asked what was the single most important issue that mankind is facing. He said, "The single most important question facing humanity is the universe friendly?" Think about that question. Do you live in a friendly world with friendly people? Do you have a friendly God? Do things in the world work for your highest good? What you experience in life will be related to your feeling about the answers to these questions. If you believe in an unfriendly universe, then you will spend much of life fighting against it. If you believe that the people in your world are unfriendly, you will have problems with people. If you believe in an unfriendly God, you build a wall of separation between you and God. In so doing, you become separated from the good that you have a right to experience. It is unfortunate that in some religious groups, stress is placed on an unfriendly God who is vengeful and vindictive. Some teach of a God who wills pain and suffering to man. Others teach that God is friendly only to those who subscribe to certain creeds or dogmatic beliefs. But so what if you have been subject to false teachings? Scientists years ago taught that the world is flat, but that did not make it so. Neither will religious spokesmen who believe in an unfriendly God ever make it so. According to my understanding of the teachings of Jesus, science, and philosophical research, we do live in a friendly universe with a friendly God and among friendly people. If we are not experiencing that, it would appear that we need to do something to bring changes within ourselves so that we become attuned to life, God, and others. There is a story of a man who prayed for protection. He was taking his family on vacation. He prayed to be protected from all the drunken drivers, all the foolish drivers, and those who involved in bad behavior and stupid actions. He created a world in his mind that was antagonistic to him and his family. He, even through his prayers, so separated himself and his family from the love of God that he created a power of evil. And sure enough, there was an accident in which several family members were killed. How much better if he had prayed that the love of God be active in all drivers, that each one, including himself, was guided by the infinite wisdom and love of God. He needed to pray that all behavior patterns conformed to the Christ standards, and everyone enjoyed a safe, interesting, and happy journey. He believed in an unfriendly universe with unfriendly people, and sure enough, it became so for him. There is a beautiful prayer that is called the Prayer of Protection. It states, "The light of God surrounds me, the love of God enfolds me, the power of God protects me, the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well." Every adult should commit this prayer to memory. It should be taught to every child, so that the child does not build a belief in an unfriendly universe. It will help to build a conscious awareness of the presence of God. Step 6 in being divinely protected is to give thanks to God for the presence of His Spirit that is ever with you. Give thanks for the love of God, His power, His guidance, and His constant companionship. Giving thanks to God helps to build an awareness of His presence, and in turn increases your trust in Him. To be divinely protected, pray on a consistent, regular basis. Keep out disturbing elements. Trust God. Refuse to judge by appearances. Build an awareness of a friendly universe, a friendly God, and friendly people, and give thanks for the presence of God with you. Do these things, and you will indeed be divinely protected.